From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Authorities say they've detained a suspect in what they're calling a double homicide in connection with two bodies found in a burning vehicle on Bryceland Road. The identities of the victims haven't been released, but a person's being questioned in Chico. No formal charges, no word as yet on that person's name. If placed under arrest, that subject would be returned to Humboldt County. The Mill Creek 1 fire has been burning for 4 days, and now officials say it's a case of arson. With that in mind, a $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to whomever is responsible. In terms of the effect it's having, California State Highway 96 closed from Bull Creek to Mill Creek due to fire behavior. Traffic's being redirected through Dowd Road. It's for the safety of the public as well as for crews and aerial resources, say officials. They say as soon as it's safe for public travel, the highway will be reopened. 79% containment now for the ranch fire as crews continue to battle the Mendocino Complex wildfire. 157 homes, 120 other structures destroyed. Firefighters constructing some 527 miles of containment line on the ranch fire. There's now a Mendocino County evacuation warning north of Pine Avenue, south of the 16,000 block of Mid-Mountain Road, and west of the Mendocino National Forest boundary. The car fire, 83% contained, 227,000 acres. Residents and the public are able to travel along State Route 299. However, they're asked to drive safely as fire crews and emergency personnel are still working in the area. The Klondike fire, estimated at 68,000 acres and is 15% contained. Representatives from the Rural County Representatives of California, also the National Home Buyers Fund, and iFoster Tuesday will provide an update to the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors on the distribution of more than 80 gifted laptops to local foster youth and former foster youth ages 16 to 21. Last year, RCRC and NHF's boards of directors each approved providing $200,000 to support the One Laptop Program for Foster Youth. Through that one-time $400,000 contribution, every eligible foster youth and former foster youth in care within the 35-member counties will be provided with a laptop. Humboldt County Public Works installing new pedestrian signals along Central Avenue in McKinleyville. The upgrades, say officials, will improve safety for pedestrians, bicyclists, and drivers. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.